May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, we have quite a bit of variety in our scripture readings for today, and that's putting it mildly. First of all, if you've been going along week by week and what we've been doing in the Old Testament, you may have been surprised at what popped up today. We've been hearing about Elijah and Elisha and David and Solomon and everything, and all of a sudden, we have this beautiful passage from the Song of Solomon, the Song of Songs, as it is known. It is one of the most beautiful love poems of all time, and yes, it is in the Bible. The passage we just heard is often read in weddings. Then we have that reading from James, which is fairly straightforward, fairly cut and dried. James, I don't usually sum up things in one phrase, but that reading really could be summed up in that now famous phrase, just do it. But then we come to the gospel, a passage from Mark, where Jesus talks about traditions and God and the importance of paying attention to our hearts. Now, this passage would be perfect for proof texting. You know what that is? You take one verse and you take it to prove your argument, which is not the way we read the Bible in the Episcopal Church. But anyway, because, well, I'll tell you, you can figure it out. My boys give me a hard time about using hand sanitizer. I carry it around with me everywhere. I will admit that sometimes I go overboard with it, but I'm often in situations where I can't easily stop and wash my hands. I carry little bottles of it in my purse, and I get nervous if I find I've run out. I have one right here, and it's always here. I didn't just put it here today. For Sundays, because after the passing of the peace, I use hand sanitizer before I prepare the bread and the wine. Now, we all know how important it is for good health to wash your hands or use hand sanitizer regularly. If you were proof texting today's gospel, I can just see some young person saying, "Mommy, Jesus says we don't have to wash our hands." I don't want anyone to go away with that impression. If you read this gospel just on the surface, you could also come away with the idea that Jesus is saying that rituals are not important. And again, that's not quite it. We really need to do a close reading of this passage to get at what Jesus is really concerned with. It isn't like the reading from James, which is quite straightforward, as I said. Be doers of the word and not merely hearers who deceive themselves, James says. So first of all, it's important to know that the tradition of hand washing was not part of the Jewish law or the purity codes that all Jewish people were supposed to follow. It was a later tradition added on, as traditions are, that had become common practice. So Jesus' disciples, some of them, were flouting the normal customary practice. They were not breaking a religious law. But the Pharisees and scribes still took offense at this. And when they did that, Jesus used this opportunity for an important teaching about the human heart. Now, I'm going to take a side trip here for a moment to today's collect, which is also about the human heart. The collect is the prayer that comes at the beginning of the service, and it's on your bulletin insert. We actually do two collects. I do the collect for purity, which is found in the prayer book, which also talks about the heart, and the collect of the day. There's one collect for each Sunday of the year. They are meant at the beginning of the service to collect, that's why it's called the collect, and focus our attention so that we can listen carefully to the scripture readings that follow, and so that we can center ourselves and more fully worship God. And often in those prayers, if you look at them and think about them and as in related to the readings, they pick up a theme from the gospel or other reading of the day. So listen again to part of today's collect. Lord of all power and might, the author and giver of all good things, graft in our hearts the love of your name. Increase in us true religion, nourish us with all goodness, and bring forth in us the fruit of good works. Every year, on this particular Sunday, when we get this collect, which is an unusual image of grafting, I think of my father. My father was a farmer, or really in Southern California, they called them ranchers. So he ranched avocados and citrus fruit. He was born in 1920 in Ontario, California, and in the 50s, he married my mom and moved to Vista, where he began his ranching of avocados and oranges. And my father taught me about grafting. Some of you may have done this with a plant or a tree. It was important for the avocados that he was raising. When you graft something, you take a bud or a shoot of a plant or a tree and you insert it into a prepared groove in the stem or the stalk of another plant or tree, and then you bind them together and they continue to grow. So my father would often take a bud or a shoot of a very fruitful tree and graft it onto a not so fruitful one in order to improve the yield of its fruit. So in the prayer today, in the collect, we pray for God to put the love of God in our hearts, but not just put it there, to graft it onto our hearts, or in our hearts, more correctly, graft it into our hearts so that it becomes part of our heart, so that the love of God lives and grows as part of our being, and so that we are enabled to bear more fruit. That's what Jesus was talking about in today's gospel. He is teaching about the human heart. He tells us that we are misguided if we focus only outside of ourselves and worry about something out there contaminating us, without looking within ourselves at the state of our own heart. Listen to me, all of you, and understand, he said. There is nothing outside a person that by going in can defile, but the things that come out are what defile. For it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come. Jesus knew the human heart. We can keep all the rules like the Pharisees were trying to do. We can follow all the rituals and traditions for the wrong reasons and forget what matters most of all, our intention, the state of our heart, our relationship with God. The rituals and the rules are important, but they're not the most important. Jesus cares about the state of our hearts. Again and again, he calls us back to relationship, to right relationship with God. we need to know that God loves us beyond our imagining. But we also need to know that God does not love us because we are perfect. Because none of us is perfect. God loves us, period. We are all flawed, wounded, and broken. We are all human. We all sin. All of us do things every day that hurt other people, ourselves, the world around us. All of us do things that put up barriers between us and God. It is not the things outside of us that Jesus is calling attention to in this teaching. We need to know that it is important to do good works, but we also need to know that doing the right thing for the wrong reason or with the wrong intention will get us nowhere with God. God knows what is in each of our hearts. The struggles, the pain, the joy, the anger, the frustration, all of it, God already knows. And Jesus is asking us to open up our hearts, to bring our hearts and everything in them to God. Offer them up, he says. Offer it all up to God. Lord of all power and might, the author and giver of all good things, graft in our hearts the love of your name. Amen.